Marty, we begin with an icon, and I don't use that word lightly. A gentleman who is very well regarded in our region, J. Paul Taylor, a former state legislator. He just turned 99, and you have a story about him in the Bulletin this week.
Yes, Mike Cook actually interviewed him before the birthday celebration on last Sunday, and sat down with for an interview. And a lot of people know that Mr. Taylor was in the New Mexico House of Representatives actually for 18 years. He retired in 2005. Do the math, he was still pretty old back then when he retired from the legislature. But there's some family history here that's really interesting. He was born August 24th, 1920 in Chamberino, grew up on a farm, attended a small country school, and called himself a country boy. His mother was Hispanic and from Mexico. His father was an Irish-American born in Texas. So that's interesting.
Yes.
And his mother's grandfather was Miguel Romero Ibaca, who was born in 1798 and had met Abraham Lincoln, according to this. So these stories go way back. And Romero Ibaca also helped start the Republican Party in New Mexico. So, but Taylor lives in the home in Mesilla that he's been in for since 1952, and it's a historic site that's going to be donated after his passing. So,
a very happy birthday.
Yes, yeah. Happy birthday, and we should all be so lucky.
Absolutely. All right, we also have a preview of the Las Cruces Harvest Wine Festival coming up this weekend.
Yes, and it's the it always takes place on Labor Day weekend. There's one also, though, in the spring. And so, but this is the Harvest Festival being this time of year. But there is a kind of a regional wine festival in the spring as well, run by the same people. But the there's going to be a number of Las Cruces area wineries and also some from Tularosa and other points in New Mexico and vendors from all around. There's going to be a grape stomping competition and that sort of thing. And the plan is to have some new events this year and events that and vendors that that people didn't see in spring. So it's a lot of new things going on. It's going to be this weekend at the fairgrounds.
We'll look for it. In business, we have some former food truck owners who have opened a restaurant on Loman.
Yes, it's Gonzalo Chavez Sr. is the owner, and he's joined. It's a family affair. His children are daughters Yanni, I hope I pronounced that right, and Jacqueline, and sons Gonzalo Jr. and Antonio Chavez Flores. And they had a food truck. They're originally from Modesto, California. And when the senior's wife passed away in 2002, he quit his job as a welder to rear the family, the children. And a couple years later, they moved to Las Cruces, started the Taqueria Chavez food truck, which became a Las Cruces tradition. And so for about 15, 16 years, that food truck was here. And now they've moved it, all the recipes and the family tradition into a sit-down restaurant on Loman Avenue. And we could always use another Mexican restaurant in this town. And so there you have it. They're opening on September 3rd, Tuesday.
All right. Well, good luck to them. And finally, in sports, you have written a preview of the Aggies football season.
Yeah, and I remember a couple years ago, they won the Arizona Bowl. Everybody was excited that the program was turning around. They even had a big to-do on the Plaza de las Cruces with the coach and the football players and half the community coming out and supporting them. The coach actually got a contract extension. The Arizona Bowl liked us so much, and the big crowd we brought there that they signed a pact to do future games if they qualified. And then last year they went 3-9, and now they don't have a conference. The expectations are really not there. And they're just going to have to play for themselves. And so I have a preview of a very hard schedule coming up.
Oh boy,
it's going to be a tough season.
All right, we will look for that in this week's bulletin. Marty Racine is the managing editor. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.